Today I'll be reading the opinion of the court in Macquarie Infrastructure Corporation v. Moab Partners, decided April 12, 2024. Justice Sotomayor delivered the opinion for a unanimous court. Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, Rule 10b-5b makes it unlawful to omit material facts in connection with buying or selling securities when that omission renders statements made misleading. Separately, Item 303 of SEC Regulation SK requires companies to disclose certain information in periodic filings with the SEC. The question in this case is whether the failure to disclose information required by Item 303 can support a private action under Rule 10b-5b, even if the failure does not render any statements made misleading. The court holds that it cannot. Pure omissions are not actionable under Rule 10b-5b. Part 1, Section A. Section 10b of the Securities Exchange Act of 1934 makes it unlawful for any person to use or employ, in connection with the purchase or sale of any security, any manipulative or deceptive device or contrivance in contravention of such rules and regulations as the SEC may prescribe. Rule 10b-5 implements this prohibition and makes it unlawful for issuers of registered securities to make any untrue statement of a material fact or to omit to state a material fact necessary in order to make the statements made in the light of the circumstances under which they were made, not misleading. This court has found a right of action implied in the words of Section 10b and its implementing regulation. Section 13A of the Exchange Act requires issuers to file periodic informational statements. These statements include the management's discussion and analysis of financial conditions and results of operation, MD&A, in which companies must furnish the information required by Item 303 of Regulation SK. Item 303, in turn, requires companies to describe any known trends or uncertainties that have had or that are reasonably likely to have a material, favorable or unfavorable impact on net sales or revenues or income from continuing operations. Section B. Macquarie Infrastructure Corporation owns infrastructure-related businesses, including a subsidiary that operates large bulk liquid storage terminals within the United States. These terminals handle and store liquid commodities such as petroleum, biofuels, chemicals, and oil products. One liquid commodity stored in these terminals is number 6 fuel oil, a high-sulfur fuel oil that is a byproduct of the refining process. In 2016, the United Nations International Maritime Organization formally adopted IMO 2020, a regulation that capped the sulfur content of fuel oil used in shipping at 0.5% by the beginning of 2020. Number 6 fuel oil typically has a sulfur content closer to 3%. In the ensuing years, Macquarie did not discuss IMO 2020 in its public offering documents. In February 2018, however, Macquarie announced that the amount of storage capacity contracted for use by its subsidiary's customers had dropped in part because of the structural decline in the number 6 fuel oil market. Macquarie's stock price fell around 41%. Moab Partners LP sued Macquarie and various officer defendants, alleging, among other things, a violation of Section 10b and Rule 10b-5. The crux of Moeb's argument was that Macquarie's public statements were false and misleading because it concealed from investors that its subsidiary's single largest product was number 6 fuel oil, which faced a near cataclysmic ban on the bulk of its worldwide use throughout IMO 2020. In Moab's view, Macquarie had a duty to disclose the extent to which its subsidiary's storage capacity was devoted to number 6 fuel oil. But instead, Macquarie violated disclosure obligations under Item 303, and therefore violated Section 10b and Rule 10b-5. The district court dismissed Moab's complaint, concluding in relevant part that Moab had not actually pleaded an uncertainty that should have been disclosed or in what SEC filing or filings defendants were supposed to disclose it. The Second Circuit reversed. The court reasoned that there are two circumstances which impose a duty on a corporation to disclose omitted facts. First, a duty arises when there is a statute or regulation requiring disclosure, such as Item 303. Second, even when there is no existing independent duty to disclose information, once a company speaks on an issue or topic, there is a duty to tell the whole truth. Crediting Moab's allegations as true, IMO 2020's significant restriction of number 6 fuel oil use was known to Macquarie and reasonably likely to have material effects on Macquarie's financial condition or results of operation. Because Moab had adequately alleged a known trend or uncertainty that gave rise to a duty to disclose under Item 303, the court applied its binding precedent to conclude that Macquarie's Item 303 violation alone could sustain Moab's Section 10b and Rule 10b-5 claim. The courts of appeals disagree on whether a failure to make a disclosure required by Item 303 can support a private claim under Section 10b and Rule 10b-5b in the absence of an otherwise misleading statement. This court granted certiorari to resolve that disagreement. Part 2. Rule 10b-5b makes it unlawful to make any untrue statement of a material fact or to omit to state a material fact necessary in order to make the statements made in the light of the circumstances under which they were made, not misleading. This rule accomplishes two things. It prohibits any untrue statement of a material fact, i.e., false statements or lies. It also prohibits omitting a material fact necessary to make the statements made, not misleading. This case turns on whether this second prohibition bars only half-truths or instead extends to pure omissions. A pure omission occurs when a speaker says nothing in circumstances that do not give any particular meaning to that silence. Take the simplest example. If a company fails entirely to file an MD&A, then the omission of particular information required in the MD&A has no special significance because no information was disclosed. Half-truths, on the other hand, are representations that state the truth only so far as it goes, while omitting critical qualifying information. A classic example of an actionable half-truth in contract law is the seller who reveals that there may be two new roads near a property he is selling, but fails to disclose that a third potential road might bisect the property. In other words, the difference between a pure omission and a half-truth is the difference between a child not telling his parents he ate a whole cake and telling them he had dessert. Rule 10b-5b does not proscribe pure omissions. The rule prohibits omitting material facts necessary to make the statements made not misleading. Put differently, it requires disclosure of information necessary to ensure that statements already made are clear and complete, i.e., that the dessert was, in fact, a whole cake. This rule therefore covers half-truths, not pure omissions. Logically, and by its plain text, the rule requires identifying affirmative assertions, i.e., statements made, before determining if other facts are needed to make those statements not misleading. It once again bears emphasis that Section 10b and Rule 10b-5b do not create an affirmative duty to disclose any and all material information. Disclosure is required under these provisions only when necessary to make statements made in the light of the circumstances under which they were made, not misleading. Statutory context confirms what the text plainly provides. Congress imposed liability for pure omissions in Section 11A of the Securities Act of 1933. Section 11A prohibits any registration statement that contains an untrue statement of a material fact or omits to state a material fact required to be stated therein or necessary to make the statements therein not misleading. By its terms, in addition to proscribing lies and half-truths, this section also creates liability for failure to speak on a subject at all. There is no similar language in Section 10b or Rule 10b-5b. Neither Congress in Section 10b nor the SEC in Rule 10b-5b mirrored Section 11a to create liability for pure omissions. That omission, unlike a pure omission, is telling. Silence, absent a duty to disclose, is not misleading under Rule 10b-5. Even a duty to disclose, however, does not automatically render silence misleading under Rule 10b-5b. Today, this court confirms that the failure to disclose information required by Item 303 can support a Rule 10b-5b claim only if the omission renders affirmative statements made misleading. Moab and the United States suggest that a plaintiff does not need to plead any statements rendered misleading by a pure omission because reasonable investors know that Item 303 requires an MD&A to disclose all known trends and uncertainties. That argument fails, however, because it reads the words statements made out of Rule 10b-5b and shifts the focus of that rule and 10b from fraud to disclosure. It would also render Section 11a's pure omission clause superfluous by making every omission of a fact required to be stated a misleading half-truth. Moab also contends that without private liability for pure omissions under Rule 10b-5b, there will be broad immunity anytime an issuer fraudulently omits information Congress and the SEC require it to disclose. That is not so. For one thing, private parties remain free to bring claims based on Item 303 violations that create misleading half-truths. For another, the SEC retains authority to prosecute violations of its own regulations. The Exchange Act requires that issuers file reports in accordance with such rules and regulations as the Commission may prescribe, and the SEC can investigate whether any person has violated any provision of the Exchange Act or the rules and regulations thereunder, including Item 303. pure omissions are not actionable under Rule 10b-5b. The judgment of the Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit is vacated, and the case is remanded for further proceedings consistent with this opinion. It is so ordered. We've come to the end of another opinion. Until next episode, thanks for listening to What SCOTUS Wrote Us.